June 29th through July 5th. Alma chapters 23 through 29. They never did fall away. As you read Alma chapters 23 through 29, remember that in order to help others learn the truths in these chapters, you need to have meaningful experiences with the truths yourself. Invite sharing. You could invite class members to write on the board verses that stood out to them during their personal or family study. Spend a few minutes inviting several people to discuss a truth they learned from the verses they wrote. Teach the doctrine. Alma chapters 23 through 25 and chapter 27. Our conversion to Jesus Christ and His gospel changes our lives. As disciples of Jesus Christ, we are all striving to deepen our conversion. Perhaps the story of the anti-Nephite Lehis can encourage those you teach in their efforts to do this. You might start by writing on the board a question like the following. What does it mean to be converted? Or what kinds of changes occur in people's lives when they are converted? Class members could look for answers in these passages, Alma chapter 23, verses 6 through 7, and verses 17 through 18, chapter 24, verses 17 through 19, chapter 25, verses 15 through 16, and chapter 27, verses 26 through 30. They might be able to share insights from other verses they have read in Alma chapters 23 through 25 and 27. Class members may also find helpful answers to these questions in Elder David A. Bednar's message, Converted Unto the Lord, Ensign or Liahona, November 2012. See also additional resources. What changes did the anti-Nephite Lehis make as a result of their conversion? How does their example inspire us to deepen our conversion to Jesus Christ and His gospel? How can you inspire class members to abandon any false traditions and bury their weapons of rebellion, as the anti-Nephi Lehis did? Consider reviewing Alma 23 verses 5 through 7 together. What are some good traditions that the gospel helps us develop? What might the Lamanites' weapons of rebellion represent in our day? How can we bury them deep in the earth? See Alma 24:17. Invite class members to ponder what false traditions or weapons of rebellion they need to leave behind so they can live the gospel more completely. Alma chapter 24, verses 7 through 16. Through the atonement of Jesus Christ, we can be forgiven when we repent. If you feel prompted to have a class discussion about repentance, the account of the anti-Nephi Lehis in Alma chapter 24 is an inspiring example to use. You could assign each class member a verse to read from Alma chapter 24, verses 7 through 16, and ask them to write on the board something they learned from their verse about repentance. They could then search the following scriptures to find additional insights about repentance. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 5 and 6, 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 6 through 8, and Mosiah chapter 5, verse 2. Alma chapter 24, verses 13 through 15, and chapter 26 and chapter 29. The gospel brings joy. In Alma chapters 23 through 29, the word joy appears 24 times, making these chapters a good place to learn how living the gospel and sharing it brings joy. You could divide class members into groups and ask each group to review some of the following verses, looking for reasons why Ammon, the sons of Mosiah, and Alma rejoiced. Alma 24, verses 13 through 15, chapter 26, verses 12 through 22, and chapter 29, verses 1 through 17. Class members could list what they found on the board. What do we learn from these verses about how the gospel brings us joy? President Russell M. Nelson taught, quote, "When the focus of our lives is on God's plan of salvation and Jesus Christ and His gospel, we can feel joy regardless of what is happening or not happening in our lives. Joy comes from and because of Him. He is the source of all joy." End quote. From Joy and Spiritual Survival, Ensign or Liahona, November 2016. Perhaps class members could share experiences that have helped them understand the truth of President Nelson's words. Alma and Ammon found great joy in sharing the gospel. You might invite class members to find verses in Alma 26 and 29 that could inspire a young person to serve a mission, or inspire anyone to share the gospel with others. Consider providing a few minutes for class members to plan something they can do to share the gospel. Invite them to act on their plans, and in a future class, you can encourage them to talk about their efforts. When Alma helped others repent, he was reminded of God's goodness. See Alma chapter 29, verses 10 through 13. Perhaps you could give class members a few moments to study these verses and list what Alma remembered. What reminds us of God's goodness? How have we seen God's goodness in our lives? Alma chapters 26 and 27. We can be instruments in God's hands. To help class members explore what it means to be instruments in the hands of God, see Alma 26 verse 3, you might display various types of instruments or tools. You could also invite class members to bring some tools that they use. How are these instruments useful? How are we like instruments in God's work? You could invite class members to identify ways Ammon and his fellow missionaries were instruments in the hands of God. See, for example, Alma 26, verses 1 through 5 and verses 11 through 12. What insights do we gain from Doctrine and Covenants section 4 about being instruments in His hands? Class members could also share experiences when they have felt the joy that comes from being an instrument in God's hands. Encourage learning at home. Many of the same false ideas that lead God's children astray today were also common in Alma's day. Tell class members that in Alma chapters 30 and 31, they will see how Alma and others responded to these false teachings. Additional resources. Converted unto the Lord. Elder David A. Bednar taught, quote, "The essence of the gospel of Jesus Christ entails a fundamental and permanent change in our very nature, made possible through the Savior's atonement. True conversion brings a change in one's beliefs, heart, and life to accept and conform to the will of God." See Acts chapter 3, verse 19, and 3 Nephi chapter 9, verse 20, and includes a conscious commitment to become a disciple of Christ. End quote. After quoting Alma 23, verses 6 through 8, Elder Bednar went on to explain, quote, "Two major elements are described in these verses. One, the knowledge of the truth, which may be interpreted as a testimony, and two, converted unto the Lord, which I understand to be conversion to the Savior and His gospel. Thus, the powerful combination of both testimony and conversion unto the Lord produced firmness and steadfastness and provided spiritual protection. They never did fall away and surrendered the weapons of their rebellion that they did not fight against God anymore. To set aside cherished weapons of rebellion, such as selfishness, pride, and disobedience, requires more than merely believing and knowing. Conviction, humility, repentance, and submissiveness precede the abandonment of our weapons of rebellion. Do you and I still possess weapons of rebellion that keep us from becoming converted unto the Lord? If so, then we need to repent now." Note that the Lamanites were not converted to the missionaries who taught them or to the excellent programs of the church. They were not converted to the personalities of their leaders or to preserving a cultural heritage or the traditions of their fathers. They were converted unto the Lord, to Him as the Savior and to His divinity and doctrine, and they never did fall away. End quote. From Converted Unto the Lord, Ensign Orleahona, November 2012. Improving Our Teaching. Seek guidance from your leaders. Quote, "Your priesthood and auxiliary leaders want to help you succeed. Ask for their counsel as you strive to improve as a teacher and as you ponder the needs of those you teach." End quote. From Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 5.